And welcome back in GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood here with you on Wednesday morning. The Morning Blitz, sponsored by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. Let's keep talking Clemson, Alabama, of course, and a lot of college football news that we've talked about. Jim Chaney leaving Georgia to take the offensive coordinator's job at Tennessee. Mike Bobo shows a lot of guts to me and a lot of character. They went 3-9. He had a raise coming to him of $100,000 a year. He said, "Ah, forget it. I didn't earn it. Didn't deserve it. So not going to take it." Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, he joins us now. All right, Mike. Of course, no, you were swamped yesterday. Didn't get a chance to talk with you yesterday, but glad you're with us today. And just got to start out by saying now. All the experts, they thought Clemson would cover the five. I think it was basically 5.5 is what everyone was saying. Very few actually had Clemson to win straight up. And the largest that I saw anyone had Clemson to win straight up was by 6. Even co-offensive coordinator Tony Elliott said, if we play well – this is post-game. He says, you know, I thought if we played well that we might beat them by 10. 44-16, Mike, nobody saw this coming at all.
No, Coach, I don't know anyone that thought it would be a blowout. A couple of people thought Alabama might win by double digits. But, hey, look, we had Clemson plus the points. Them winning in the fashion they did was a surprise.
Yeah, now – again, not to toot your horn, but 6 years in a row now, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, listen, as dominant as Alabama has been in their unprecedented 10-year run, Coach, they're now 0-6 against the spread the last 6 years in their final game of the season. The last time Alabama covered their season finale was the championship win over Notre Dame. Clemson had the better defense, and that was really the deciding factor on the team we decided to play.
Yeah, the turnovers. Brent Venables did a great job of disguising coverage. They ran a lot of key buster coverages. A lot of people get into this a little bit later on, but I want to ask you before we get into the specifics of the game is that we had a segment last week where we talked about some of the prop bets that were out there that you guys have out in Vegas where you can bet on just about anything. Clemson. If you bet Clemson to win by 25 to 30 points and you put down $100, you win $4,000. Do you think anybody hit that bet? Do you think anybody even made that bet?
Oh, yeah. I think people do that. I mean, it might have been a $5 bet or a $50 bet, but people play those prop bets. It's for fun. And actually, you and I talked about the prop bets, and we gave the listeners 3 wins.
Right.
3-0.
Okay. You look at the stats, take away the turnovers. Alabama had 2 turnovers, which I think was ultimately the difference in the football game. And of course, you and I both agree that when you turn it over on downs, that's like a turnover.
So that makes 5, right?
Right. So that makes 5 turnovers that Alabama had in the football game. And one of those – not only did they make a turnover, but they immediately give up points off of that turnover with the pick 6. So, but if you take the turnovers out of this and you just look at the numbers, you think this is a fairly even game. Alabama was only outgained by about 40 yards, passing yards. When you look at the two quarterbacks, 20 of 32 for Trevor Lawrence, 22 of 36 for Tua. Not great numbers, but not bad at all. Both teams, you know, they rushed the ball for a little bit, but both defenses stood up. Clemson had 135 yards rushing, Alabama 148. But when, like I said, you look at the stats and you think this game is pretty even. It's like the games before. There's probably a late score that wins it. But no, the turnovers were the difference, and Clemson capitalized on those turnovers because Alabama took a 16-14 lead right at the end of the second half, toward the end of the second half, and then Clemson rattles off 30 straight points.
Right. It was a very odd game. And, of course, one thing to add is the number one seed still hasn't won the playoff. So that's kind of in 5 years, the number one seed has not won at all. But talking about the turnovers, the pace of the game, there's a horse racing term that says pace makes the race. And that really, once Clemson got up on top of Alabama, it changed the whole dynamic of what you would think. In fact, from a Vegas standpoint, Coach, the fourth quarter was scoreless. Now, remember, they just lit it up in the first half. Mm-hmm. Well, the total of this game opened at 61, and it closed at 57. And due to that, you know, the scoreless fourth quarter, because it was such a big margin, and Alabama, Clemson stopping Alabama on downs and so forth, it landed right in the middle.
Okay, so it stayed under or it went over? Which one?
Okay, it opened at 61. So the people that betted at 61 early, if they played over, they lost. If they played under, they won. But the majority of people got 56.5 to 57.5. So it did go over. But that scoreless fourth quarter was very, you know, very surprising. Of course, again, it had a lot to do with Alabama getting inside the 25 and turning it over on downs.
And also Clemson, you could tell, they started playing more conservatively in the fourth quarter. They probably, if they had ran their regular offense toward the end of the game, they could have probably punched it in for another score. But I thought Dabo Swinney did a great thing for those seniors. He basically let them have a curtain call by calling timeout, getting those guys off the field, and a great way for those guys to go out.
It really was. And speaking of seniors, Coach, when I look at – let's look at the 27 teams from Alabama and both Clemson. Clemson lost 7 starters from 2017. Alabama lost 11 starters, including their top 6 defensive backs, and they still were undefeated in the 2 baddest teams in college football. Coach, look, the other 128 FBS teams, they have a big gap to close if they're going to get to this level.
I totally agree with you, and I heard a lot of naysayers last week talk about how Notre Dame shouldn't have been in the playoffs. No, Notre Dame was one of the 4 best teams, because if Alabama was one of the 4 best teams, Clemson beat Alabama worse than they beat Notre Dame. It just speaks to the gap between Clemson and Alabama and the rest of college football right now.
Right. You have Georgia. You have Ohio State, you have Notre Dame. They're right, you know, they're not far behind, but it's still, like I said in our show earlier this week, I've never seen a season go to form like this, where Alabama and Clemson started out 1-2 and then ended up going undefeated and playing for it all at the end.
Dabo Swinney likes to downplay their success, and he talks about, you know, there's Alabama, and then there's the Roy bus, the, you know, the rest of y'all. And he said, we're on the Roy bus. Well, I think right now, I think Dabo's got to think that he's off the Roy bus right now, that the Clemson Tigers, you can't take away what Alabama's done since Nick Saban has been there. But if you look in the era of the college football playoff, Clemson stands toe-to-toe with Alabama.
The series is tied 2-2. They played 4 times. They've been competitive games. The most lopsided game was this year. And another thing I'll point out about Clemson is, you know, when Dabo says that, that's kind of his shtick. And Saban uses that angle, us mm-hmm. against the world, the media mm-hmm. says you're great. Well, Dabo does it the other way to motivate his team. But look, Clemson is elite. That program, it's built just like Alabama. I'm not saying that he copied it, how Alabama does it, but they're built from the inside out. And physically, all 4 years, when Clemson and Alabama played, Clemson stood toe-to-toe physically.
And Clemson has done something that has not been done since the late 1800s. They were the first team since, I think it was Princeton, back in the late 1800s, to go 15-0 and win the national championship, and obviously the first in the modern era. So that can never be taken away from them. Clemson Tigers, first 15-0 5-0 national champion in the college football playoff series. To the game itself, again, we talked about the turnovers. Just like last year's semifinal game in the Sugar Bowl, Alabama, you look at the score, and a lot of Alabama fans were puffing out their chest saying about how we just dominated Clemson. We just dominated them. No, there were two turnovers there at the right there at the end of the third, first of the fourth quarter, that basically turned into 14 quick points for Alabama. That was the difference in that game. And same thing here. You know, there's not a 30-point difference between Clemson and Alabama. So just like Alabama fans bowed up last year, talked about how they dominated Clemson in the Sugar Bowl, you know, Clemson fans, you won, you played well, and you were the better team by far. But, you know, it wasn't total domination. This game was not as – this game was not as much of a blowout as the score indicates.
No, that's right. And fans are going to be fans, and like people said last year in the Sugar Bowl, but that game was 10-6 late in the third quarter. And turnovers and special teams – and by the way, Alabama's special teams are horrific. They're the worst punting team in college football and the second worst place-kicking team in college football, and they still got to where they are. I think Saban's going to put emphasis on that. Another thing I'll add, and we touched on this in the preview, but Coach, we want to talk about Alabama and Clemson and the rest. Well, Alabama and Clemson have now won 11 of the last 12 college football playoff games. Georgia has the only other win, and that was over Oklahoma in 2017.
Mike, we're up against a hard break here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up talking about the game, and then we're going to talk about next year's odds are already out. We'll do that right here on Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com.